Good morning. It's a little chilly, isn't it? But I'm doing great.
Get in the sunshine. You'll be fine. And then by this afternoon, you'll be hot.
I know. It's gorgeous out there.
There you go. And Keith and Sue both serve on the MCC school board, as we said. Keith, what educational issues are making
Sue, before we get started with some hard stuff about what we did in our meeting Tuesday night, I want to say thank you to the HT for the editorial in today's paper about Bloomington North and Bloomington South. North completed its 16th Habitat for Humanity house and turned over the keys 16 years in a row. This is high school kids
cranking
building a house. $30,000 investment each year in that. And then South had its dance marathon for Riley, $157,000 and some change. And this South's thing is a combination of North and South and some of the primary schools. And the editorial today in the HT is pretty cool. And while we're tipping our hat toward that, the HT is also recognizing students, senior students, from throughout the area, including some of our students, and that'll be on April the 20th at 8 a.m., and these are what they call the Scholastic Stars. So nice job,
yeah,
HT.
And the Scholastic Stars is something that they do each year, and I believe those folks are chosen by a nicely qualified an experienced panel who understand education. So that's a real nice service that they do and a really nice way to support our students out there who are doing a fine job.
And it culminates in a breakfast at the convention center at 8 a.m. Tickets are available for $20 if anyone wants to go and see it. Pretty cool.
Okie dokie. That's a great mention.
Now, speaking of things that are going on and all of the things that are going on with schools. We had a work session Tuesday night in which we were talking about some needed updates, repairs, those kinds of things to schools and how we're going to do it financially.
Well, yeah, Keith, and you know, we have been actually talking about this in one way or another leading up to this for a couple years. We had an assessment, a strategic needs or a strategic assessment done for safety, security, facilities, and technology. And that was done over a period of time looking at, I don't think most people know this, and it might be interesting for them. We have 23 buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And this group of people looked at every single aspect of all of these buildings, whether it was entranceway or elevators, or if it was a facility with a pool. They looked at HVAC, roofing, every possible thing in the building, and did an assessment of it to determine which buildings needed some badly needed updates or maintenance. And at the end of this, when they made the assessment and they looked at the things that were the highest priority for us to do, the recommendation was that we once again sell bonds so that we can recoup the money that we're going to save once our debt issues are paid off. So in other words, we have debt that's falling off the books as we paid it off. And generally what we do when we have debt that's falling off the books, we sell bonds so that we're at a level debt, so our debt is level. And that way, the tax rate stays constant all the time. It doesn't go down. It doesn't go up. But we will have the funding to do these major projects over the next several years.
Well, and when you look around at school systems, the stories about Gary and Muncie, where you see that one of the big issues is the kinds of things that need to be done in repairs, and they don't have the money to do it. And this is our way of saying we can plan this and we can do this update. And a lot of the things you're talking about have to do with ADA issues, schools
right.
without elevators to get students to other parts of the school where they can't get there now. So, I mean, there's a lot about this.
Yeah, and you're so right, Keith, because we've always said our school corporation for decades has been very responsible when it comes to maintenance. A lot of schools defer their maintenance because they don't have money. And then, as we all know, even taking care of our homes, when you do that, it gets worse and worse and worse, and it ends up costing you more money. So what we want to do is be able to take care of the issues that we have to. And we talked with our bond counsel, Lonnie Thurber was at our meeting on Tuesday, and saying this is a really good time for bond sales because the interest rate for us will be pretty low, and we really, really like it when interest rates are low. And our indebtedness, he said, is we're one of the best in the state.
Yeah, talk about that for a second, because he had a quote there that is amazing, that there are school systems that would kill to have our... Yeah, go ahead.
Because our indebtedness is actually so low, and we talked about there's like maybe, 300 school corporations in the state. And out of that, he said there's very, very, very few schools that have a lower indebtedness than we do. And most school corporations, he said they would kill to have our rate because we are so low. And we've been really responsible financially over the decades. So this is good news for us, and I think it's good news for the school corporation that we'll be able to do this. And while it might sound high to say we're going to essentially borrow $120 million by selling the bonds, what it will do, as I said, is keep our debt level the same, the tax rate the same. It won't go up, it won't go down. We'll just continue to have money for the maintenance projects, the major maintenance projects that we have. And we'll probably be bringing that up, I think, at a regular session, either here in April or in May,
right,
so that we can actually take action now that we've heard about all the information.
And the other part of it is that the economy is such now that there is probably not a better time to do this because, you know, this could change. It could go up.
Right. We always like it when we have favorable interest rates, so that will be very helpful to us. And certainly all of this information will be posted on the MCCSC website. If people want to take a look at the kinds of things that we're talking about and some of the major projects that we would like to undertake. So hopefully we'll have the community support on that one.
Well, and the charts that show what this team did, and this was a team that went to each of the schools, examined all aspects, and it's leading to things like this school needs a new roof, this school needs electrical work, this school needs elevators, those kinds of things.
Stuff you need to get by on a daily basis,
not
some kind of wishes and wants.
Oh, no. These are things that if you don't do it now, it's going to cost you even more later to do it.
And Glass, that's a really good point because they assessed everything, like a tuck pointing, maybe eaves on a roof. The list really is pretty extensive, and they went through and they assessed that. Now, if it doesn't have a high needs assessment, we're not going to do anything. We're talking about the ones that have very high needs and present issues to us, especially for safety and security. In learning environments. So, it's amazing to me to see every single thing that they took a look at in all of our buildings and things like our athletic fields.
Right. Well, and to be totally open on that, the athletic fields have a lifetime. And there's a safety issue involved.
Wear out, right.
After 10 years or so, your injury potential goes up because it's not a soft field any longer.
I'll express my own lack of information. I did not realize that we had some ADA issues in some of our schools, our elementary schools, in restrooms, with an elevator issue at Binford. Mm-hmm. I did not realize that we were lacking an elevator to the lower level. So I think this whole assessment was just... I think it was really, really helpful for us to understand and for the community to understand where all of our facilities stand.
Well, I think one that kind of got it in my attention was child school. When you go in, you got steps to go down, and for some people to get in, they got to go around back to come in to get
to where
they need to be.
Just because it was built at a different time when that wasn't required.
Exactly.
Well, exactly. And, I think people people don't really, I don't think about the age of buildings, but Childs happens to be one of our older elementary schools that has had very little work done to it. So some of these things are just about age and that it's time that we took care of.
Well, let me remind the audience, remember the old Fairview School and the different levels and trying to work around and move from one part of that to another?
Oh, yeah, that was crazy. Cuckoo crazy.
So yeah. That's the kind of stuff we're talking about.
Sue Wanzer and Keith Klein are our guests this morning. They both serve on the MCCSC school board, and their meetings are the last Tuesday or the fourth Tuesday of every month. I don't want to say the
generally.
Last, because sometimes we have five Tuesdays in a month. What else is making news, Keith, that we need to pay attention to?
Well, Sue, let's talk just briefly about the legislature and some of the issues that are going on up there. We've got some things that could affect the schools. We've got some...
Let me ask you a question on that, because since the MCCSC has a referendum,
right. What
can really be affected? Because they can't do anything with the money you're getting from the referendum, correct?
Correct.
It's the money outside
exactly.
of that.
Right.
Exactly.
I want to make sure
the way they finance
clear.
The schools, there's the issue of the elected or appointed school board.
What's going to be the difference there, Sue? I mean, aren't these all, we don't want them to be political, but everything's political, isn't it?
Well, it is, and Glass, I think I can almost argue it either way. Would it be better to have somebody who the governor can work with as an appointment, or is it better to have someone who represents the constituents of Indiana? It's a really tough call because...
Should it be opposites? If it's a Democratic governor, it should be a Republican school board and vice versa? Well, then you get at least both sides of the story.
That would be great, or at least the State Board of Education, which is an appointed board. And, if those folks are all of one mind, then we don't get any diversity of thought. So it's really, for me, it's a tough call because we found out that when we had an elected superintendent of public instruction, that person and the governor didn't work together. So, it's really tough.
But there's no guarantee this is going to be fixed one way or the other.
No.
No, exactly. And it's what our legislature thinks of public education. And right now, in my opinion, it looks like they don't value it very much because of all the money that they're siphoning off of public taxpayer money and using it for vouchers for private schools, which I'm surprised every single taxpayer isn't up in arms about how their taxpayer money is being used for essentially religious-based schools.
And our taxpayer money is being used for a lot of things.
That's right.
Well, I know.
We can start downtown and just work our way out to the county border and figure out all the wonderful things that are going on there. But my angle is, and I could be off base, and that's why I have you guys on here to smack me around and get me between the lines. It almost seems like the state says, you know what, we're not going to give you any money. You guys always find a way to do it anyhow, so why should we give you any more? You always are finding
a way. Well, that's part of what happened with the referendum. So, we're not going to.
Well, look how great they're doing.
Just go and do a referendum. You'll raise the money you need.
They're doing great.
That's right.
So,
but then the state comes along and says, well, that referendum thing is kind of, let's put some rules in on how you do the referendum.
I can't follow. I get lost following the money.
And Glass, that's a really good point because we're really, really fortunate here. And I think we've
and some school
about how
corporations
great
aren't. Some
yes,
school corporations
exactly.
can't fix the roof.
Exactly.
So
and
how
to
do
me,
they expect kids to get educated? I was joking about with Jenny Vaughn last hour about having the retractable roof and a skylight. Well, you don't want that if it's not installed.
Mm-hmm.
If your
right.
roof falls in and you have a skylight, well, that's a bad idea.
Well, let me ask you a question, Mike. Go back to the beginning of the legislature. What was one of the biggest issues about education you heard about?
Pre-K.
No, it had to do with the I-STEP. We were going to change the whole thing. Have you heard anything about that since the legislature started?
The I-Learn?
All of that. All of that.
Very
stuff.
Good. Very good, Glass. It doesn't look like it's really going to change right now. So it's, I'm frustrated with the financial stuff. And as Glass is saying, what happens to other communities that don't have referenda to rely on for money? And that's true of a whole lot of communities. And then we're looking at Muncie, their school corporation, that is severely in debt, and now the state wants to take over not just the financing, but then the curricular aspects. And I'm not going to try to pretend to know why or how Muncie got so much in debt, but also I think Gary is having some problems.
You bet.
But I think what it speaks to, what a school corporation a couple of years ago had to suspend bus transportation because of lack of money. I think it speaks to the fact that there's still something not quite right about the way that the state legislature funds education.
And how do we fix it? I don't know how we fix it.
I'm not sure either, but I'm going to keep saying that here we're going to do whatever we need to do. to make
sure.
Well,
you're almost doing it in spite of what's going on, and that's.
We are, but I worry about the rest of the state, and I wish every place in the state could be as fortunate as we are. But we're lucky. We have a when we were talking about the bond issues with our bond council on Tuesday, talking about our high assessed valuation in this county, and that's one of the things that helps us because it helps us take in more money without having to burden each taxpayer more. A lot of counties just don't have that assessed valuation, and they just can't raise the types of funds that we can here. So,
and Sue, we have a community that values education.
Right. So I don't know what's going to happen to the rest of the state, but I wish that there was something that we could do statewide so everybody gets to be as fortunate as we are here.
And the legislative session is going to wrap up a week from Friday, so we'll see everything that finally gets through or doesn't get through, and we'll talk about some of that stuff next Thursday morning when you both join us again. Thanks for your time, as always.
Okay. Good to talk to you guys. Bye-bye.
Sue Wanzer, Keith Klein, MCCSE school board members checking with us every Thursday morning. We thank J&S Locksmith. They're at 508 West 17th Street. Keith, they've got everything for the residential and commercial outdoor technician, and 78 today, 81 tomorrow. 81 on Saturday. Things are going to start growing exponentially. Good job, J&S Locksmith. We appreciate their time as always.